Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1005, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, of course, we are in the middle of the halachas of Kedima, Bebrachos, which brachos comes first when one is eating, if the situation calls for it, like we have been talking about. Okay, so we're up to the part of Hilchos Brachos that talks about the Seder in Brachos. What is the order in Brachos, and how do I write what comes first, what comes second, what comes third? So again, we read it real quickly last year, and we established the fact that there are various different halachas which apply to these various different halachas, which one comes first. There's something called Shivas Aminim, there's going to be something called Chaviv, but we're going to see when and where they apply. But in general, if the brachas are different brachas, right, which we're going to see, so we quoted last time from the Sefer Yitzchak Halachas, bringing down the Eshel Avram, that in general the halacha is that even according to the Rambam, who says a little bit differently, pretty much according to almost everybody, that these brachas, the order, when it's different foods, different drinks, the order of brachas has to be made, and nothing really in general would change them, besides the conditions, which we've been talking about the last few shiurim, like if somebody doesn't want to eat all the things, or whatever the case is, or they're not all in front of you. But when they're all in front of you, and a person's ready to eat or drink these items, this is the order. Again, I just want to read it real quickly from the Sefer Yitzchak Halachas, which we started talking about last year. He says, two things or a few things. She'ein berachas ein shava is right, and the brachas are not similar. So tzarich lahatim levarach aleim b'fi kafi seder zeh. We said this last year, just real quickly to Chazarova. He said the general order of the brachas when they are different brachas is again hamoitzi comes first, and now and the bottom he does bring down, which the Mishabura others talk about. Prima God, the Mishabura, that when we're talking about hamoitzi, it means hamoitzi. It doesn't make a difference really, but as if it's flour or if it's spelt bread, or let's say spelt matzah, or whatever the case might be. Or it could be oat moitzi, whatever the case is. When it's a moitzi comes first. We will see there is a issue of there are various halachas of shalem and not shalem. If it's a whole piece, not a whole piece, but that's not we're not even close to up to that right now. Right now we're just trying to establish the fact as to what brachas come. You know, what's the order of the brachas in the Shulchan Aruch when the situation calls for it. So Hamaitzi comes first, Baramina Mizonis would come second, right? And how that works exactly, we'll see if when and where a person has to make a Mizonis in the meal or whatever the case might be. Baripriagofen would come next, right? If let's say somebody's eating a piece of cake, and not Kiddush, I'm not talking about Kiddush, that's a separate issue. If a person has to make Kiddush, obviously if somebody has to make Kiddush, then the Hagofen will come first, because you can't eat your cake without making Kiddush, right? If there's a Chiyuv of Kiddush on Shabbos morning or Shabbos or whatever, let's say Shabbos morning, by a person goes to a Kiddush and there's a Chiyuv of Kiddush, you can't eat the mezonos, the shtickle cake or cookies without making Kiddush, so obviously the Hagafen will come first. So that would be again another reason, like we said last time, that things would flip, even though a mezonos comes first, but over here is a Chiyuv of Kiddush, so I would have to make Kiddush and make the Hagafen first. But in general, let's say on a Tuesday, middle of the week, I have in front of me a cookie, a pre-Hagafen, so again, the mezonos I would have to make first, then I would make the bar priya gofen, right? And then let's say I have some fruits or whatever the case is, so then will come the bar priya eats. And let's say I have vegetables over there also in front of me that I'm going to be eating, then will come the bar priya dama, and then will come shahakal, would be last, whatever the case is, chocolates or whatever. So and what I want to make clear is that we're not talking about where all badafka only if all these foods are in front of you. No, it could be I might have cookies in front of me, and I might have tomatoes in front of me, so then I have to make the bracha on the cookies first, right? I'm going to be eating cookies and tomatoes, so I have to make a mezonos, I have to make a adama. So you have to make the mezonos first. It doesn't mean that all these foods are in front of you at the same time, right? You could have, like we said last time, I could have an apple in front of me, and I want to eat the apple now, and have a little piece of fish I want to eat, and I want to eat the piece of fish now, so good. So you have to make a ha'etz on the apple first, and then you make the shahakal on the fish. Again, in a regular case scenario. So it's not all the brachas. It could be two of these things, it could be three of these things, whatever. Okay. So that's as far as that goes. And like we said, as far as bread and washing, it's in general, it would apply to not just wheat bread, but not just would apply to whole wheat bread, oat bread, all these different type of breads. It's not lav dafka only whereby it's bread that's made from regular flour. Okay, so the next subject will start Bezrus Hashem next year, but the next after that, now we have to start talking about the question of what about if I have fruits in front of me that have the same bracha, right? How does that work? I have in front of me, let's say, an apple and I have an olive, right? So the question is now, which we're going to get into, Bezras Hashem, I have two things in front of me with the same bracha. An olive is ha'etz, right? Even though the after bracha is different. On an olive, if you eat enough olive, whatever, right? Since it's from the Shivas Aminim, we're going to make an al ha'etz. On an apple, we're going to make a bar nefashos. I'm not talking about if there is a whole issue if you ate it together, if the apple will be covered under the al ha'etz. But let's say that's not the case, right? We're putting that aside. I don't want to get into that. That's a complicated thing as far as the after bracha. We're talking about right now the first bracha. Dinei kedima bebrachas. Right now we're dealing with the first brachas. We will get to the last bracha also as to which bracha comes first. Ala michya ber nefashis. What do we say first? That's a separate issue. I don't want to get into that now. We'll take it step by step. But now I have in front of me the olive and I have the apple. And I'm going to eat them both and there's no reason to change or whatever. So, but the question is over here, the olive is from the Shivas Aminim. Oh, the olive is from the Shivas Aminim, whereby the apple is a regular fruit, right? Shivas Aminim, so we know that those Shivas Aminim are special fruits to the point that even the after bracha is different. So how does that work? So we're going to see that when the brachas are similar, let's say in a case in time by fruits, so then the shed and not similar, the same, right? So then the bracha, the one from Shivas Aminim, the fruit which is Shivas Aminim, is on a higher level, and one would make a bracha on that first, and that ha'etz would cover also the fruit that is not from the Shivas Aminim. Okay, but we'll get into those halachas upcoming shiurim. Just wanted to give a little bit of an introduction as we go down the road. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha, kol tov.